T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Twins do not play last night. Cleveland does, and Mike Max, Cleveland gets a victory 6-5 over Boston on another walk-off.
How about that? Brant Hand got 2 straight wins in 2 days by not pitching well. And Santana hits the home run, 5-5. They had Boston. It looked like they had him beat a couple of times. They got a big lead on him. And then Boston came back, and in the ninth inning, hits a double. Mookie Betts scores, and it's 5-5, and you say, whoa. You know, maybe there's a new life here, blah, blah, blah. Cleveland turns around, and Carlos Santana for the second straight day, just like he did against the Twins, hit the Grand Slam, hits a solo shot, and the place goes crazy, and they go up by a half game. But it was it was a good baseball game. It was a fun baseball game to watch. Cleveland has some magic right now. You know, Twins had it early in the year. Cleveland's got that same thing this year, or at least right now, going where you just you don't count them out. Something good's going to happen late. They believe it. They got enough guys that can swing it. I think the additions of Reyes and Puig are maybe more significant than I ever thought, because those guys changed the lineup, and they changed the way that you have to pitch to them. That makes a big difference. You know, Puig is a big, strong, and I didn't realize how fast he is, baseball player. And to put him in with already a pretty fortified lineup when you lead off with Lindor, that's formidable. And they got a tough schedule, and that's true for the favors the Twins that way. And the Twins, the last 2 weeks of the season, I think they played just about Kansas City and Detroit exclusively, maybe the White Sox. So to me, it's a sprint to September 15th, because you should be able to dominate the last 2 weeks of the season, but it's where you're at in the middle of September that's going to matter.
Milwaukee tonight, Maxie, at 6:30. Martin Perez, boy, he's been struggling lately, but he'll start tonight.
Yeah, and if you're looking for something, I think they'll have a quick hook with him tonight. You said, everything. You read the tea leaves and pick up the things when you're out there this weekend, that they've got a fortified bullpen right now. They had a day off. They haven't used too many arms. Perez is suspect. And if he struggles in the third or fourth inning, they'll go by committee real quick on that. If you're looking for something to look into tonight, they're not going to screw around anymore with this. He doesn't have what he had early in the season, doesn't have the same bite. They're concerned about that. And I still long have thought that he'd have been a great relief pitcher to have if they got a starter, because I think he's got some gas for a couple innings, but now they're seeing him second and third time through. And they'll go to Tyler Duffy and that group real quick here if he struggles at all tonight.
The Vikings camp yesterday, Maxie. Anything going on out there with this new kicker/punter?
Well, he's interesting. He's an interesting athlete. Starting with him, comes from Norway, and then Kansas has started kicking there, and went to Baltimore, and obviously for the Ravens made quite an impression, and all these teams wanted to trade for him. Whether he's a punter or a kicker, my gut tells me they're looking at him as a kicker and backup punter. Not many teams have good backups at those positions, because you only carry one of each. Somebody said, well, maybe they'll just have one guy do both. And I said, no, not that level. You can't take a chance that you have one person and they get hurt, and then you don't have a punter or a kicker in a given game. So fairly athletic. He played for – here's the interesting. Jerry Rosberg was his coach at Baltimore, and Mike Zimmer's a good friend of Jerry Rosberg. But Jerry Rosberg is a Fairmont, Minnesota kid, played for Tom Mahoney there. And I've known him for 25 years. He coached with Jim Wacker at the Gopher staff. And he has quietly made quite a name for himself in the NFL, a special teams coach, assistant head coach now at Baltimore. So he's getting paid the big bucks, and North Dakota State product, and stayed in touch with him a little bit over the years. But he's the one that gave the high recommendation that this kid can do a lot of different things for you, and help prompt, I think, after they got him. That was part of the reason that they were comfortable with it, was because Zimmer knew Rosberg so well, and Rosberg's had a great career as a coach. Been fun to watch him ascend.
They've hired this guy from Toronto, I see, to take over for Kevin Warren.
Yeah, Miller. They went on a search for him. Be interesting. I think he must have worked at Cleveland when Derek Falvey was there, so he doesn't know it, but we're going to get the 411 on him from Falvey, so we'll find out. But that position, the COO is a little hard to get your arms around if you're just a fan, because it's important to the organization, but some of it has to do with how you want to insert yourself. Kevin certainly got very involved in the community and serving on boards and charities in addition to, and wore the Vikings on his sleeve. But it's a position that can be done. You know, you can just focus on the business side of things and protecting your asset. And for the Vikings right now, they're growing that area out there so much at Eagan. They've got the hotel, going up, and they got some restaurants coming there, and they've got those lakes that they can do some things with, and you can get real involved in that stuff with land and with chain restaurants that want to come and all that stuff. If you want to focus on that, you focus on the business side of it. So it's kind of an interesting position, because a lot of it has to do with how much you want to insert yourself in different ways.
Well, it looks like a lot of the heavy lifting's already been done for them with all the stuff that they going. Holy smokes.
Yeah, you've had the Super Bowl. You've the infrastructure for your practice facility and your new stadium are built. That's what I'm saying. It would probably be different than the way Kevin would handle it, because there won't be as much on your plate at one time. It's still the NFL, which is that's a big banana. And no matter what position you have there, you can. There's a lot of multi-million-dollar stuff, especially what's different is the Wills have such. You know, the real estate holdings are such a big part of this play for the Minnesota Vikings, and you are basically entrusted to watch over that, to make sure that that's done with due diligence, and that to make sure that their investment is protected. So that alone makes it a fairly big job.
Max, you come back in an hour, because I heard you and Ron talking last night about the BWCA, and I got a couple of cool questions for you about that. You were up there last week, so we'll chat about that.
Yeah, I told him he should go do some winter camping up there. Haven't heard back from him.
63 degrees right now. It's 7:46. Got a few clouds here. North winds at 7. Dew point 55 degrees at WCCO. Good morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.